USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A manhunt is underway for the person of interest in the mass shooting that resulted in at least 6 killed and at least 30 people injured north of Chicago. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That city's police chief, Luke Jogman, says they are looking for 22-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III.
We have numerous federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies working on apprehending this person of interest. We continue to receive tips from the public and law enforcement partners, and we are following up on every one of them.
Law enforcement declined to say how they identified Cremo. Police have not released any details about the victims. President Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden were shocked by the incident. He added that federal law enforcement has been sent to assist in the search for the gunman. Wall Street closed today because of the 4th of July holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Danish police say the deadly shooting at a Copenhagen shopping center over the weekend was a lone wolf scenario. USA Radio's Lance Pryor reports the 22-year-old suspect has been charged with murder.
Two Danish citizens, both age 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have concluded that Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but adds her shooting was not intentional. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners. He adds the bullet was so badly damaged that it prevented a clear conclusion from being reached as to who fired the shot. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
A 17-year-old girl will soon have a leg amputated after she was attacked by a shark near Tallahassee, Florida. Addison Bastia was in shallow waters off the coast of Keaton Beach last week when she was suddenly bit by a shark. Taylor County Sheriff Wayne Padgett spoke to CBS News.
They got the victim in the ambulance and got her to the hospital. It's a tragedy that's what's happened.
No one has been able to confirm the species of shark that attacked Bethia. Some who saw the incident estimated that the animal was roughly 9 feet long. WNBA star Brittany Griner sent a letter to President Biden asking that he not forget about her and other American detainees. Her representative shared some lines from the handwritten private note that was delivered on Monday. The center for the Phoenix Mercury and two-time Olympic gold medalist has been detained in Russia since February on charges of possessing cannabis oil as she was returning to play for her Russian team. Her trial that began last week will resume on Thursday. R. Kelly remains on suicide watch after being sentenced to 30 years in prison for sexually abusing young girls last week, but federal prosecutors in Brooklyn are pushing back on the R&B singer's claims that it's being used as a form of punishment. They said that Kelly remains on suicide watch for his own safety following a psychological assessment. The 55-year-old faces another federal trial in Chicago soon. Find us online at usaradio.com where you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can also look for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.